100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The weekly challenge topic is, it's a pick two. Point, heat, carrots, rust, wafer thin, and creep. We got quite a few stories in this week, so I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to them, and you can enjoy them, and after that, I'll wrap things up. All right? So here are the stories, and I'm glad that y'all who have sent them in have taken the time to write and record and send them in, and let's get going.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and here's my 100-word story this week called An Open Packet of Wafer Thin Ham, 2 months past its use-by date. Layers of sticky grime had built up over the years on the door. Lizzie added fridge to the endless list of items for the dump. As she opened the door, the smell hit her like holiday heat when you leave the airport. The whole house had an odour, unpleasant and pervasive, but this was something else amid the lumpy milk, liquid carrots, and inexplicably her mum's purse. She knelt with a bin bag, sliding the contents into it with her nose covered. Remembered coming home from uni and her joy at seeing that fridge, very much cleaner, crammed full of treats. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The man looked at him sideways. What's up? The man didn't reply and looked away while scratching the rust out of the bench with a pocket knife. You new here? The man shrugged. Better be careful. The man had one eye. The other was white, empty of life. Do you have a carrot? A carrot? The man nodded and waited. That's how I lost my eye. Are you looking to lose the other two? The man grinned, a toothless grin, and walked away. A carrot? Creep. They've opened the doors at the funny farm again. Hope no one dies this time. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog, lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. Join me on Facebook. I'm Lizzie Goodcough there as well. And talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. And this is my pick two story for which I've chosen Wafer Thin and Heat. It's called Japan, the Reality. Wafer-thin walls and overwhelming summer heat. That's what I say when people ask me about my time in Japan. I could say more. The crazy traffic, crowded streets, awful cheese, long working hours and the barely concealed unconscious racism towards anyone who isn't Japanese. But none of those really bothered me. Somehow I accepted that as part of what it meant to live in Japan. But some things were just too much to bear. Oh, and haiku. I could never master that damn thing. I'll stick to 100-word stories. The wafer thin walls. Overwhelming summer heat. Japanese torture. There you go. I'm done. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called not providing appropriate adjustment. Jack was odd, markedly off-center. You could say he was missing one important thing, or he was burdened with one maladaptive trait. One could say he was a wafer-thin creep. How he entered a room, how he joined a conversation of his peers. Even if he was walking past you in a hall, you felt a sense of peril. And it wasn't just adults. Dogs, cats would go ballistic, small children would weep. I tried my best to be at least be surface friendly. That was until the day of the hard black rain. The day Timmy mysteriously disappeared. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I've never been much good at slicing vegetables. I'm always in too much of a hurry. No matter how hard I try, they always come out uneven and messy. Certainly not fit for dinner parties and entertaining. So, I bought myself a mandolin. One of those razor-sharp slicers that proper chefs use. And it revolutionized my kitchen. Now my carrots are wafer-thin every time. But, for my latest dinner party, I was running late. And rushing, again. I'd sliced my fingers off. Down to the knuckles. Before I realized. Nobody noticed the added ingredient. And it tasted great.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 875 with a pick-two challenge. I have my podcat sitting here on my lap, and I'm ready to roll. So here's my story. Bilbert bit his lip and thought about what the girl had said. "Oh, you mean you have my friend Linoleum Amanda?" The girl sneered, looking truly horrifying, with hair the color of rust and teeth the color of carrots.
"Color what you want. If you don't come with us, she'll be called a memory."
Sabrina tugged at his sleeve and whispered,
"We should run. I think we can outrun them."
The boy said, "You have to get through us first." He grabbed Sabrina by the shoulders. She sighed.
"I guess he has a point. We probably better go with them."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The first time the creep in the big gray hoodie walked into the grocery store and stuffed bags of baby carrots into his pockets before walking out, nobody saw it. But after a few days of this, a guy stocking the produce section noticed him, and he got on the phone to the manager. Too late to stop him from leaving. Soon, hundreds of stores were reporting similar thefts. Corporate told managers to have parking patrols watch the doors, and eventually, they caught the carrot thieves. Meanwhile, over in countless dairy sections, the real thieves had stolen all the eggs.
And there you have it. a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, well, the Pick 2 topic. It'll be in the title of the post at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Well, not back at work yet, but getting close to it. So damn close. But, yeah. But hopefully next week. The medication shuffle. We'll see if the next one works. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And the next topic, I think, is superhero. So go to the website, look up the instructions, give it a shot, be creative. And I'm looking forward to what y'all send in. And thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.